Well, according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor map from Michigan, 85% of the state is abnormally dry, 52% is under a moderate drought, and 7% is experiencing a severe drought. Joining us now, Phil Probst. He's a specialty hybrids dealer with Family Ag Services. He's based out of St. Joseph County in southern Michigan. And Phil, how are crop conditions in your area?
We have been extremely dry in this county, or at least in Sturgis. It seems like most of the rain has been going north or south. We have had a couple showers, a couple tents here and there to keep things alive, but we're primarily irrigated ground here, so which is helping, but not saving everything. Everything looks pretty tough this year.
Phil, are the dry weather conditions having any other impact this growing season?
Some of the herbicides didn't work as well this year where they were sprayed and not been able to be washed in, so there's some grasses showing up. We are getting ready to start spraying fungicide and insecticide on the corn. No pressures as of yet, but just trying to get ahead of things.
Phil, I've been asking this question of a lot of folks, but what advice do you have for other farmers in southern Michigan and across the state who are having a tough go of it this growing season?
Always seems to work out in the end, I guess. I don't know what else to say other than pray for rain and be patient. That's really all we can do this year. So it can be a very stressful time, but take one day at a time.
Once again, Phil Probst, a specialty hybrids dealer for Family Ag Services, based out of St. Joseph County in southern Michigan. You can hear more of our interview and see the most updated drought monitor map for Michigan at MichiganAgToday.com.